Parshas Vayira, by the Meisel of Afichas Sedurim. So Pasuk says, "Vayibesh Achais Lekimis Ori Akikor, Vayizkur Lekimis Avrom, Vayishlach Es Loit Mitecha Afecho, Ba'afichas Orim Asher Yosha Ben Loit." HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Loit at the time that he turned over Sedurim, literally, Ori Akikor. Vayizkur Lekimis Avrom, Vayishlach Es Loit Mitecha Afecho. Kadosh Baruch Hu remembered Avram, and he saved Loit. Says Rashi, "Vayizkor lekimas Avram, ma'uz chirosir shel Avram aloit, nizkor sheyaloit yodea shesor ishtei shel Avram, v'shoma shoma Avram b'mitzrayim alsor achoisihi, v'legila hadavar sheychosalav v'fikachos Kadosh Baruch Hu alav." What was the schus? Mind-boggling. What was Loit's schus to get saved from Sedarim? The fact that when he went together with Avram to Mitzrayim, and Avram said Achoisihi when he's referring to Sarah, and Loit didn't go ahead and say that's not true, it's really his wife. Now, for those that don't know, Loit was related to Avram, not just because Avram was his uncle, but he was a brother-in-law. Sarah was Loit's sister. So it's not just that we saved Avram, it's talking about his sister. Loit didn't go ahead and lie and give in. That really give up the fact that tell the authorities that Avram was lying and kill his brother-in-law, his uncle, his brother-in-law, the person that he was mechuyev to for the tremendous wealth that he had, everything that he had, he was mechuyev to Avram Avinu. Gam leloit harlechas Avram, when you turn in the book, Rashi says harlechas Avram means together because mi gorm lekozos halechosim Avram. So everything that he has was from his, all his possessions were b'schus Avram. And that was the schus. That was the schus that he had to get saved from Sedarim. And it's mind-boggling. Why is it mind-boggling? Because a few minutes earlier, he just put his life on the line. Earlier that night, he put his life on the line for Achnas Azarchim. Mamish. He pulled in the Malachim off the street. They said, "No, we want to sleep in the street." He says, "No, you're not sleeping in the street." And he pulls them, he forces them into his house. And he mamish, to the extent when the entire Sedarim comes and says, "Bring out those people," he says, no, I'm not doing it. He himself goes out, he's willing to give up his family members, they should do what they want with the family members instead of... Imamish puts his life in line. Besiris nefesh kipshuta imamish. They were v'yigshu lishbar adelas, they wanted to go ahead and kill him. They wanted to get rid of him. And nevertheless, he puts his life on the line. Imamish, besiris nefesh for achnas zorchim. That's not his chus. That's not his chus for Loit. What's his chus for Loit? They didn't kill his brother-in-law. What's going on here? Says the Altar of Kelm, it says, a schus to get saved in such a matziv, when the entire city around him is getting killed, it says a person needs a schus and egen schus. You need a schus, something which is from zich, something which is yours. You acquired it. The schus of Achnas Azarchim, you're right, he was with Mesiris Nefesh. But where did he learn that from? That was from Avram. He grew up with Avram. He saw that by Avram. So that's from his, from the time that he was in the cradle, from the time he was a little boy, he saw Avram Avinu doing this. Well, that's where he grew up. So of course, he was even willing to be Meister Nefesh for such a thing, because that's part of what it is. It's like, sort of like what Yisrael Salanter says in Yigeras HaMusar. He says that eating without washing the Tilas Yadayim beforehand. He says, do you know anybody that would go ahead and eat bread without washing the Tilas Yadayim beforehand? We're not talking about that you're in the Great Adventure on Chol Hamoed Sukkos, you know, a place to wash your hands. In a regular case, where a person go ahead and, now what is it? It's not even it's the takana the rabbanon that they had for oichle truma in the time of Chazal, and therefore the regeiser everybody else up to the oichle truma, which even the oichle truma was only takana. Betzim that to say that yadayim are shniyos, and therefore you have to wash them. It was the chshash by oichle truma, and therefore they said everybody else should also wash their hands in the time of Chazal, which is not in the game of Chalal, and no one would go ahead, says Yisrael Salanter, and eat without the tilas yadayim chas v'chalila. However, when it comes to lashon hara, unfortunately, which connected to gilma chamuris, and that's why the churban beis hamikdash happened, v'chulu. Unfortunately, it's rampant. How do you understand this? So this is totally in how you grew up. It's totally in habit. It's totally in every time that you wanted to go ahead and wash it. Whoa! No, you can't eat. You have to first wash your hands. First wash your hands, okay. Now, had it been every time that a person would say, you know what, Chaim Yanko, oh! We would stop him in his tracks and tell him, don't say Chaim Yanko first. Do we have to think? Is it something that you have to say? It's something which is a tayelis. Does it have the seven tenayim that Mr. Brewer says in Sefer Chavetz Chaim? It does? Go ahead. Tell me what it is. Then in Echonami, every person would grow up with a yidiyah of Lashon Hara. How terrible it is. Agav, Rav Yonason ever says, he says the reason why people have such difficulty with tshuva is because people didn't grow up with it. A person would grow up with it and realize that every time they did a chet, so same sorry, I'm going to try that, not to do that in the future. A person would grow up with that, and parents have the yichelas to give this over. Doesn't have to be a person to realize what a chet is, and a person to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do tshuva. That's when a person grows up with it, it's a totally different story. And Mamela, Lloyd grew up with the Midah of Achnasas Archim, so you're right, he was Moiser Nefesh, but his Moiser Nefesh that came from habit, from living together with Avraham Avinu. Where was Lloyd really holding? Well, we know Lloyd was Nichsha with his daughters, we know that he went to Sadaim, we know he lived in that type of place, that was the type of person that he was. Where was he really holding? He was holding, says Alter Hakelm, not killing his brother-in-law. That's where he was holding. Should I yes? Should I no? Should I yes? Should I no? No, I'm not going to do it. Oh, that's a schos. That's a schos. That means that somebody that's holding, and Rav Dessler brings this down, and he discusses this at length in the Kuntas Abachiro, and he says every person has their Nekudas Abachiro, like we mentioned in the past, and he says for one person, Nekudas Abachiro is going to be mechav in all the shemas of HaKadosh Baruch every time that it says Shem Hashem. And for one person, for the person that grew up, Al Capone's son, grew up with mobsters the whole day. He says, what's his Nekudas HaBechir? His Nekudas HaBechir is when he steals from somebody and the guy's putting up a little fight, is he going to run or is he going to shoot the guy? Is he going to kill him or is he not going to kill him? That's his Nekudas HaBechir. To steal or not, that's not a neither by him. That's where he grew up. You steal from the rich and give to the poor or put in your own pocket. That's how we grew up. That's how you grew up. So then, that's not an inner bechira b'chol. Where is an inner bechira? Something that you know, that's already something which is, you know deep down that it's not the right thing, but you try to convince yourself that it's okay. That's where a person has an nekudas bechira, and that's where his avoida is, and that's really who the person is. That's really who a person is. Ramela says out of kelm. That's. Where was Leit holding? Leit was holding by not killing his brother-in-law. And Mamela, yes, killing or not killing, and that was the schus that he had to be saved from Sedan. It means the person really has to know where he's holding. The person has to know where he's holding. We find elsewhere in the parasha, at the beginning, before Sedan, Avraham Avinu davens to Ribbono Shel'olam, and he tells him, he says, Rashi says, what is offer ve'efer? So what would we all say? Poshe pshat, offer ve'efer. I'm a nothing. Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm a nothing. That's not what Rashi says. And Rashi is true to the Shel Mikra, we know. Rashi always is a mafarsh to the Shel Mikra. He doesn't even bring down another tzad. What does that mean, anoichi offer ve'efer? For yisi roi liyo is offer l'idei ha'malochim, ve'efer l'idei nimrod. Lulei rachamecha sh'on duvim. If not for you, Ribbono Shel Olam, I would have been pulverized into dust, and I would have been turned into ashes by the malachim that I fought against, the four malachim, and by Nimrod, who threw me into the Kivshan Eish. The shell is, l'chor, that's not Pashup Shah. Maybe, Medrash HaGadol, that's what it means, but that's not Pashup Shah, l'chor. Why doesn't Rashi bring down a Pashup Shah? Anochi offer vapor means, I'm a nothing. I'm a nothing, I don't deserve. Says Rav Volbo, should be Dvarim Lila Nishmas, his wife, who's Yartzeit is today, Rivka Basar Avraham, that there's no mitzvah and there's no milah, more specifically, to ignore your milas. Avraham Avinu knew exactly who he was. Avraham Avinu was the Bechir Hashem to be the one to father the chosen nation, which was the Tachlis of the Bria. And the Meila, he was speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he was a Navi Elokim. He knew exactly who he was, he knew what his keches were. To just say, I'm a nothing, don't be misalim from your keches. You have to know what your keches are. Person has to know what his krechas are. To just ignore them, that's not a maila b'chlal. And Betzim, that the Gemara says at the end of Seita, the very, very last Gemara in Seita, so the Gemara says about all the different Tanayim when they were Nifter, batla this, batla that. So it says about Kshin Meis Rebbe, batla anovo. So the Gemara says, I'm Rav Yosef, al tisni anovo, dika anovo. Don't say anovo. Don't say that it was batla anovo because I'm around. So everybody asks, what do you mean? How could you say that? That's the hepech of anovo. No, that's not the hepech of anova. What's anova? Anova is anivas is to know the kriches that you have, that they're not egin kriches, the kriches that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave you. And Mamela, he knew that he was an anov. He knew that he had that. But to ignore the Milo, that's not anivas. To know that you have the Milo, and to know that the Milo came from Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's not anivas. Like we saw Salantu said, we mentioned this in the past, we saw Salantu said, he says, I know that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave me the kriches of 1,000 men. He was a genius. The stories that they tell of his genius is tremendous, not to be believed. He says, but I know that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to be tovei me also. Then, did you do the avodah of 1,000 people? In other words, he realized that it was a gift from the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and that's to be used by the Rebbeinu Shlomo for what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants. Meila, it's not. You're right. I have such tremendous keiches, but it's not egin keiches. It's keiches that the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave me. And be'etzem, that's I saw somebody wrote down that they asked the best daughter about the tefillah that you say on Motzei Shabbos. Is the tefillah the same Motzei Shabbos? Rebbeinu Shlomo. And then Rachem Naslichos Psach Lanu this week Shari Uru Shari. It goes through all the different Sharis, 40, 50 of them through the entire Aleph base. Shari Parnosa, Shari Chaim, Shari Chesed, Shari Torah, Shari Tefillah. They asked her, what's the most chashuv one? What's the most important one of all the Sharis? So she said, Shari Siyata Dishmaya. Shari Siyata Dishmaya. You could have all the koiches, but you don't have the Siyata Dishmaya. Then what are you going to do with it all? Now, every midah that a person is given by the Rebbeinu Shlomo is Siyata Dishmaya. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person certain koiches, and that's the Siyata Dishmaya that Hashem is giving the person. This is Siyata Min Shemaya. To realize that the koiches of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not talking about animas. A person realizes that the koyach that he got was given to him by the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That means he's getting Siyata Min Shemaya of a certain koyach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a certain Siyata Dishmaya that should have this koiches, to use those koiches, and to use it for don't ignore the keiches. Don't ignore the keiches that the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave you. A person has to know which keiches and use them. It says by Avraham Avinu that Avimelech came to him and he wanted to be curious bris with him. And he says, says the Kodesh Baruch is with you. You have Siyata Dishmaya. And we find that also by the rest of the Avos, a similar Lashon is. They had tremendous Siyata Dishmaya. Where did they go with the Siyata Dishmaya? They became the Avos Ha'olam. They became the Avos Ha'olam. Interestingly enough, we find a similar Lashon when it gets to Yishmol. It says that Vayil Kima Sanar. Says that HaKadosh Baruch was with him to be matzliach, to give him koich to be matzliach. What happened? What did he take? Where did he go with it? He was an archer. That's what he took. The Siyata Dishmaya that he had became an archer. So you can either take the Siyata Dishmaya, like it says by Avraham Avinu, that Elokim Imcha B'chol Asher Ta'aseh, and become one of the Avos. Or he could take it and become the greatest archer. He could become the best watermelon seed shooter from your mouth. That person has to have the keiches for anything. You have the ability to, you know, you play with the marbles also. A person has the Siyata Dishmaya that a person gets. What Siyata Dishmaya does a person have? A person always gets Siyata Dishmaya. But specifically, a person has a keiach. When he realizes what his keiach is, then... He's not able to choose where he puts Siyata Dishmaya. He's certainly able to daven for Siyata Dishmaya. That's for sure. But every person has keiches. A person has to sit down with himself and know what his keiches are. Somebody told me today, I was speaking to a person, that he says, let me tell you a little bit about myself. He says, I'm a little bit like this. And he was telling me about a certain milo that he has. And he was telling me how he uses that milo in Avodas Hashem. He uses it for Avodas Hashem. And so he says, you just have to know, this is the type of person I am, so if I'm supposed to do differently, let me know. Basically. But to be able to channel that, I thought it was so nice to know what koyach you have, and to be able to channel that koyach. To be able to channel the koyach that a person... Reb Noach Weinberg used to say, he says that imagine, the mashal, you're on a flight from Eretz Yisrael to America. 12-hour flight. And 12 hours, depends which way you're going. And what you're flying. And after 3 hours, you're going out of your mind. Can't sleep, it's the wrong time, and you didn't bring melatonin with you. You already finished your siddurim of Shas and Nach that you promised for Leila. After you didn't finish it on Shavuos night, when we have all the time to finish the entire Nach, you decided you'd do it on the flight back, which you have plenty of time. And you're going crazy, walking around, up and down, up and down. Finally, an hour passes, another hour passes. It's not much, it's like 20 minutes before the stewardess is announced, everybody, the pilot's going to announce, everybody sit down for their... And you glance out of the corner of your eye, you catch Ruchaim Kanevsky was there. Ruchaim Kanevsky was sitting on the plane.
I don't believe it. 12 hours ahead, and I could have been next to him, and I could. Says Rav Farmer, he says, who's the most interesting person in the entire world? Interesting person in the entire world. Yourself. Every person is, huh? Every person for themselves is the most interesting person. Just take a few minutes, it doesn't have to be 12 hours, a few minutes just to get to know yourself. To be able to know what kechis you have, what ma'alas you have, what yichelis you have. Rabbi Ruchim used to say, oi to somebody that doesn't know his chesreinus. He says, oi vavoi to somebody that doesn't know his ma'alas. So, yeah, you're right, if you don't know Yechus Reynes, but a person doesn't know his milas, he doesn't know where to start from, he doesn't know where the Avodas Hashem is. People have so many milas, everybody's busy with everybody else's milas, looking at everybody else's milas, what milas they have, and how come I'm not like this and I'm not like that. All the milas that you do have, or he's busy with his own Yechus Reynes. The milas of other people, Yechus Reynes of himself. But the milas of himself are very difficult. A person has to just take a few minutes. The person wants is a great sefer, Alei Shur. I don't sell it, I'm getting it for what you call it. But Yediyas Atzmeinu, he has in the Chelek Aleph, where he goes through a few parakim of Yediyas Atzmeinu, Das Yediyas Atzmeinu, to be able to get to know yourself. And he's magic, a person, how to get to know himself a little bit, and to write down the different midas that he has, the midas which come up more often, midas come up with less often, to realize, to be able to channel your midas, to realize that Siyata Dishmaya that the Rebbeinu Shlom is giving you. Generally, if the Rebbeinu is giving you Siyata certain midah, certain milah, then that's a person's tafkid. It's either his tafkid because he's supposed to use that midah to rectify his other midahs, or it's his tafkid because he's supposed to use that midah in his avodas Hashem to be miskadam and avodas Hashem, and helping others and helping himself, his connection to Rebbeinu Shalom. If a person is able to know his midah, a person gets to know himself, and he's able to really appreciate the midahs that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave him, will really be'etzem receive a tremendous dose of siyata d'shmaya from the Rebbeinu Shalom.